Good afternoon from here in Helsinki. We're at Microsoft Flux today with Alberto Ferrari. Am I pronouncing it correctly or even close to it?
Oh, no, no, you should say Ferrari. But the sound
Ferrari,
of
R, okay, that's...
Yeah,
that's
the sound of R is basically something that only Spanish and Italian use.
Ah, okay, okay. That sounded much better. So you're here in Helsinki now for 3 days, right?
Yeah.
And you're having this DAX workshop?
Yeah, I'm doing the Master in DAX workshop for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a standard workshop that we deliver all over Europe and in Canada. It's working pretty well because the new Power BI and Power Pivot in Excel are driving a lot of DAX usage. And besides, the SQL Server 2016 came to the market in the last few days. And 2016 has a lot of features specifically for the DAX language. A lot of new features are coming. And so there are a lot of people who are eager to learn the new language.
So basically, for me, the name DAX was something new, even though I've used it myself in Excel and so on. Is your objective to take the users of Power BI to the next level where you sort of give them super skills on Power BI or Excel and Power Pivot?
Yeah, the point is that, I mean, DAX stands for Data Analysis Expression. So it's a language that is tailored to compute values on top of, to compute analysis and to compute numbers on top of databases. There are typically two kind of users for DAX. There are business users.
Mm-hmm.
You can leverage Power BI, you can leverage Wizard, but then you can compute sums, you can compute basic percentages, distant count, and that's it. If you want to compute some more complex number, just think of time intelligence, the values of the previous year, or how much is growing, how much your sales are growing or dropping, or any kind of more complex calculation, then the Wizard and these automatic systems simply do not work. They are not enough for you. You need a programming language to create this calculation. And DAX is designed for that purpose. So users, any user, any Power BI user who has the need of something more than a simple sum is a potential user. And then there is a different arena, a different kind of people who are, might be interested in DAX, which are professionals. So you're not Power BI user with a few million rows. Maybe you are a professional hosting billions of rows in your data warehouse. And on top of those billions of rows, you might need to do calculations and you want to do them at a good, at a decent speed. So do them quickly and your calculations are likely not to be very simple.
Mm.
These are BI professionals. They are more interested in the power of DAX as a programming language. And this is the second kind of users who are coming to our workshops. I think that most of the developers, we already met them. Some are still coming, probably many are still adopting Tabular.
Mm.
But right now, the most people are coming from the Power BI wave. Power BI is driving a lot of self-service BI. And so users who are not happy with just a simple sum, they are coming to learn DAX.
Mm. So do you see that businesses, like all sort of businesses, are evolving more into this Power BI game, and in that sense, you will have more attendees to your workshops, or has it always been steady? Has the Power BI scene been steady, or have you seen an increase in it
in recent years? I think basically Power BI went public, meaning that people can see Power BI, people can leverage Power BI, and Power BI really solves a practical problem. I need to build a dashboard, I need to share with some colleague, friends, or whoever, and I want a simple way to load data from many different sources into a single place where I can start building my dashboard. What you can do today with Power BI, at least at the basic features, you could have done before with Power Pivot, with SharePoint Online, in a more complex way, in a harder way, but the tools were there. It was not so widely spread. Microsoft didn't push Power Pivot as they probably could. Several reasons. It was not ready, or it was probably too hard, or it was not a complete ecosystem like Power BI is now. So the market always wanted these kind of tools.
Mm.
They went to different, to competitors, to other products. Now with Power BI, Microsoft made it very clear where the path is. And beside it, it covers, I would say, 360 degrees the needs, because it goes from the free Power BI edition that everybody can simply use, up to Power BI embedded, up to Power BI on-prem, the integration and reporting services, the gateways to gather data from on-premises data sources. All these tools together make Power BI not only one tool, but a complete ecosystem with something for everybody.
Yeah.
So whether you are a developer, a BI professional, a user, or the CEO, whoever you are, there is something good in Power BI for you. And so it's spreading, just because it's covering all the needs with one set of products.
Yeah. I'm absolutely sure that these workshops give not developers, but the sort of business developers, or how would you call them, but basically give them some new learnings all the time they come into the workshops, because I've noticed personally that I thought that I could do a lot of cool stuff with Excel, with Power Pivot and so on, even back at the university, but then I come in and I actually see people who do these kind of things daily and in a different level, and then I see and learn all the time that, oh, you could do this and you could do this. And in a sense, it comes down closer to programming in that sense.
It's not programming.
It's not programming, but
no,
it's...
People who use, BI professional or power users, they are not really developers.
Yeah.
Because you don't really write code. There is no UI, there is no events. It's basically creating complex calculations. DAX is, before DAX there was MDX. MDX was the language of multidimensional, and it is there. It is still used by Excel to query Power BI or analysis services data models. MDX was really, really complex. Not impossible, but really hard to learn. So it was a language just for a small elite of users and of developers who really need it and learn it. DAX is much simpler. DAX can be learned by users. You don't really need to be a developer. You don't need to understand how to program. You need to understand what you want. You need to understand how to compute it and the basics of the DAX language. It's not simple. The best definition I ever heard about DAX was given by a student in Dublin. At the end, I asked them what they thought about the language, and he said, well, DAX is simple, but it's not easy. As a language, it's very simple. It's based on simple concepts. Then learning and mastering takes time. And takes time because there are some small details which are really important. But it's not development. You don't need to become a developer. It's more expressing a complex calculation with a formula language.
So I think there is a good learning based on my previous question, is that basically, you don't have to have that programming skill, and you don't have to be that sort of guru, but you have to have this interest and drive towards it and the willingness to learn, and that's why you should attend the workshops, right?
Yeah, that's the reason.
Okay, and it seems that your company, SQL BI, that you have with Marco Rosso, and you had a third guy also in the company.
Yeah, Daniela.
You have built a lot of different things on top of Power BI. I see this Synoptic Designer and Dax Formatter and all this that we can see on the background. And I personally like this Synoptic Designer. How did you get the idea to build this? And you told me earlier that these are actually free, right?
Yeah, these are free. Basically, most of the things that we do for passion. We like what we do. And Synoptic Panel was, when you are missing something, you look at Power BI and say, well, everything here is really cool, but I'm really missing some kind of visualization.
Mm.
And since we were missing them, Daniela decided to start studying it and learn how to build visuals with Power BI. And the first component that he started writing was the Synoptic Panel. Synoptic Panel is very nice because you can go, this is a gallery that contains different demos that Daniela created. But the basic idea is I want to build a visualization that maps numbers on any kind of image. So you can start, for example, here you have maps, but you can have a map of your shop, a map of a house or of a city. Imagine that you want any kind of map. You basically take it, then you draw the areas inside the map, you name all the areas, and finally you can color once you import this image into Power BI on the website. You can color them, getting values coming from any kind of data source. It started as an idea. It was a cool idea. Daniele is a great developer of this stuff. Of course, to build this, you need to be a developer. You need to know how to create these components. But they are pretty simple to build. And so this solves a very practical problem. And it's not our business. We are not interested in selling it, because selling it means maintaining over time, getting money from users means that you build a relationship with users, and you need to work more on that. Here we're mainly interested in testing, in playing with it, and building a gallery. Then we don't know where OKVids will come. OKVids is the website we launched a few days ago, where we basically publish all these components which are created by our team, and they are there for free.
So back to this quickly. So basically, whenever I've been demoed Power BI, and whenever you see Power BI, you typically see the map example, where you have let's say a map of Finland, and you have different cities and some areas and some numbers. But with this, anybody could, let's say, a store map like you have there, you could plan it based on your own sort of interest and build the dashboard based on that, which makes it more personal and which makes the visualization and the message go in much better.
Yeah, besides it, I've seen it used really in many, many different scenarios. You might have a map of the world, that is fine, but first of all, you need an internet connection to show it, and this might not be always available. And besides it, you might have areas in your map which are not clearly defined areas. I have a customer that does farming, they farm fields, and so the fields, where they are and how much they produce, what kind of vegetable they are growing.
So they are marked as like these areas here, right?
Yeah, exactly. Basically, they took the map from an aerial picture, and then they draw boxes there. And so they can clearly see on this map.
And you can do farming planning with that. If you've grown something on
a certain
spot on some time, then you switch the plants basically to make it more efficient. And
yeah, basically they are, I think they are buying fields and they want to produce organic food on them. They need to follow a lot of processes before they can grow organic food there. They need to have a clean field, they need to be away from different areas. They need to grow on that for multiple years, different kind of plants. And so they are following all these steps. And it's pretty nice to see on a map where things are happening.
And as a final thing, so this is, okay, let's move from here. Sorry, that wasn't finished. But so you've taken everything that you've built, and this is your idea. I really like the fact that these are free. That's a really good give back to the community, definitely. Any plans for the Power BI Embedded, or would this work straight from Power BI Embedded? Because if you apply this to a Power BI workbook, then basically it should work as it is.
To be honest, I don't really know the answer. I guess it should work, because Power BI Embedded at the end, it's Power BI, so the engine is there.
Yeah.
And I guess that if you upload visuals that contain custom visuals, they should work out of the box without too many issues. Power BI Embedded is interesting. I think it's interesting for all the ISV, all the companies who need visuals, who need the power of visual of Power BI, but they want to buy it as a service. So they don't know how many users will come. They want to pay as you go. So you simply you pay depending on how many users are efficiently and actually using your software. That Power BI Embedded makes a lot of sense. It's starting. I would say it's still
so fresh that
it's not very clear. What will happen?
Well, let's find out. I'll keep you posted.
And it's interesting. it's very interesting. And it's again part of the Power BI ecosystem.
Yeah.
Microsoft right now is running as at the speed of a startup. It's incredible. We were used to see Microsoft as a dinosaur working very, very slowly.
I can vouch as a technical evangelist that the feature speed, for example, of Azure is something that's it's hard to keep up with because there's and the thing is that developers and customers know much more about it in that sense because they're always trying to find something new and they pinpoint and get things here and there and then they start coming to you and ask like, hey, how about this? And then it's a huge ramp up speed for us as well. So it's really, you don't get any boring days.
No, not at all. We deliver a lot of workshops, and Power BI is one of the hot topic. We deliver workshop on Power BI, and it's funny because a lot of time users ask you, oh, but can Power BI do this? And you say, well, no, as far as I know, it cannot. And somebody else says, oh no, because yesterday morning there was a new version.
Yeah.
And so you discover things when you teach. It's really hard to keep the pace with the feature. But I mean, that's the market. That's what the market wants. And so Microsoft is answering, I think, the right way by building all this stuff. It's a lot of learning. That's good. I mean, from our point of view, that's good. It means more books, more workshops, more courses, more training, and more.
So your books are available, for example, in Amazon Kindle and various places, and attendees of your workshop get a free copy of some books and these kind of things. You have always these giveaways, which is really nice as well. I think let's not spoil the workshop too much.
Okay.
Let's keep on this. You guys do also consulting, so if you have difficult tasks, you can find Marco and Alberto from the SQL BI website and send them a message and they can help you out if you have really difficult problems that you're not able to solve by yourself. I think for now it's good to stop on here. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Alberto, very much for coming in.
Yeah, and thanks, everybody, for watching.
And I'll definitely keep an eye on your plugins for the Power BI because there is a demand for it, definitely. And especially if it works on the Power BI embedded,
it should.
You will get a ton of spam email from me, so don't worry about that. Okay, cheers, and see you next time.
Thank
Bye.
You.